Colin Myers. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on becoming the head coach, and welcome to Lorain County boys basketball. And I know you played at Fireland, so if you could refresh my memory, what year did you graduate, and just tell us about how you became the head coach at Firelands at such a young age.
Yeah, I graduated in 2017. Coach Januzzi was my coach my junior and senior year here. So I graduated and went and played basketball at Wilmington. And then when I graduated, the JV job was open. So I took that, and things just worked out where he stepped down, and I kind of stepped into that varsity job, and here we are.
So you played for Coach. You coached under him. And that was at your alma mater, and that's where you're at right now. So I would imagine this had to be a dream for you.
It did. I mean, it's really great to grow up in the same community I'm coaching at now, and everybody embraced me coming back, and we're excited, and the team's excited, and it's a good fit.
I'll let Coach ask you the tough questions here, but the first last one for me for a little while here is I was just kind of curious, as young as you are, do you think that gives you an advantage? I asked your girls' first-year head coach, Onyx Lopez, because she's young like you are as well. Does that give you an advantage to maybe be able to relate to the kids? Because you just played, I believe, what you said, 5 years ago.
I think it does. I mean, the kids were really excited, especially knowing me. And I came up in the culture, and I understand the school and everything. And they were really excited where they didn't have to relearn somebody else. They already knew who I was and kind of knew what I stood for. And they were excited just for me to step in and get started.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I was the same way. I mean, I was not as young as you, but I got to coach at my alma mater. And, you know, people ask, well, you know, did you want to ever leave? And I said, well, this was my Duke. You know, this was the job I wanted. This was what, you know, whatever it was. This was my North Carolina. This is the job that I wanted to have. And, you know, I'm sure you kind of feel that feeling too. You know, and when you get in that gym, you know, it wasn't long ago you were playing, I know, and a very good player. Just to share that knowledge with your kids, I think it's going to be really important. What about some of your players this year? You know, what do you have and what are you excited about?
We bring back three starters or two, and then somebody that played a lot of minutes off the bench, mm-hmm. Nico Gotsis, Nate Draga, Chris Radman. They played a lot of varsity minutes for us last year as sophomores, so they got a lot of young experience, which is going to be huge because mm-hmm. We're still relatively young. We only have one senior in Abel Coltrip. And then we bring a sophomore. He played JV for me last year. A ton of energy, really good guard, which we'll need on that varsity level. And then Jimmy Onspaw, he was a quarterback this year, so he brings a lot of leadership to us and some of our size. And his leadership on a younger team is going to be huge for us.
Yeah, there's none replacing that, you know. And like you said, as long as you got one or two out there that can bring the younger kids along, that's a big benefit. How about style? You know, what do you want to do this year? Are there some, you know, things that, you know, you're looking forward or you think match the strengths of your players?
Yeah, we have a ton of talent skill-wise, and the kids like to play fast, so that's what we're going to let them do. We're going to get up and down, and I know the coaching staff, too, is really excited about the players we have. Being able to do that and knock down a lot of shots. I mean, and we're a lot more physical than we have been in the past, which is going to help us on those tough road games because they say physicality always travels. So
yeah.
We're joined again by Colin Myers. He's the first-year head coach at his alma mater, the Firelands Falcons. And, Coach, a lot of excitement with the new high school, obviously a new gym. Talk about that you know, the old gym that we're all familiar with,
you either
loved it or you hated it. I think if you wore red and black, you probably loved it, and maybe some of your opponents not so much. But talk about the excitement of going into the new gym for the kids.
Oh, it's been awesome, especially a new coach. You know, I was able to coach the last season in the old gym and then moving over to the new school. It just feels like a fresh start for everybody. But it's a big difference. It's a lot bigger of a floor, and the style of play almost had to change because of that. Mm-hmm. You know, going to the big floor, we're not crammed into that little floor anymore, and everybody's really excited about it.
Now, I was going to say one more thing before it is because I'll forget if I don't, John. But obviously we talked about how young you are as a head coach, but I look over at your assistants. I can't say the same thing about that. You got a guy over there. The glider, Ed Dolinar, that, you know, him and James Naismith, I think, they graduated together. And then you got, you know, Elliot Supers over there. So, you know, talk about how, in all seriousness, how important it is to have guys with experience like that to help you when you're in your first year as a head coach.
Oh, it's been huge. And that's why this staff was kind of built to help me out just as much because, like you said, Ed and Elliot, they've coached at multiple schools and bring a ton of experience, and they've really helped me get started here along the way. And then Coach Keith Paul, he's our new JV coach. He's in the building. He came from the girls program, and that's huge just to have somebody else in the building too, because I'm not a teacher. I'm not there every day, but he is. And then Kevin Rollins, he's also an alumni, and the kids love having, you know, alumni help in the program, and it really helps bring the community in too.
I think that speaks highly of you too as a first-year coach. You know, I've met some young coaches that, you know, they're so gung-ho on what they want to do. I don't need help. You know, I got this. But you never end. You know, quit learning. And you know, guys like Coach Dolinar, and you know, I've learned from them to the last game I coached. You know, just watching them play and talk to them and watching their teams play. So there's a wealth of knowledge, you know, and I'm sure you'll use it.
Colin, this might sound kind of silly, but I got to ask you anyway. As young as you are, do you worry about the kids looking at you as like their friend as opposed to their coach? How do you separate because of, you know, there's just a 4 or 5 year difference, you know, that, you know, yeah, I relate to you and all that, but, you know, I'm your coach. I'm not your friend.
I don't.
Or maybe you are both. I don't know.
I don't have too much of an issue with that. I think because I came from the school and, you know, a lot of those kids grew up watching me play. Through the program, so I mean they kind of know who I was and knew what I was about, and they kind of look up to me in a way. I'm not just some new guy that they never heard of before. They kind of know who I am.
And I would imagine that makes the transition easier.
It definitely did, yeah.
What do you think the strengths of this year's team might be?
We have a lot of skill in these guys, and because they were playing varsity at such a young age, that's going to make a huge difference. They have the varsity experience, and we get a lot of years. These guys returning, we have a lot of chance to put a lot in and grow a lot as a program. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming by to join us. And thanks for bringing all your assistance, and enjoy the night. And we're looking forward to Firelands basketball at that new gym and watching you as a first-year head coach. And want to wish you nothing but the best of success this season.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Enjoy yourself,
thank
Colin.
You.
Good luck
to you. It's our pleasure. That's Colin Myers, the head basketball coach of the Firelands Falcons.